Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And today is the Lionsgate 8-8, so I'm so excited. It's a powerful day, and my good friend Lisa Barnett is here with us today, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Lionsgate, and we're also going to be talking about accessing your divine feminine power with Akashic Assistance. And so I'm excited about that because, you know, all things Akashic Record-ish stuff is all about Lisa. Hold on one second. There we go. So Lisa is my go-to person when it comes to anything to do with the Akashic Records. So for those of you who don't know Lisa, she is the international best-selling author of From Questioning to Knowing, 73 Prayers to Transform Your Life. And, wrong one. To Transform Your Life, and the Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. She's also the founder of the Akashic School of Knowing.
Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom.
Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom. I know, I was like trying to mute somebody and it's like,
oh. Right?
And read the bio at the same time, different things. Where she has taught thousands of students worldwide to access personal soul wisdom and guidance to transform their life, working directly with their personal Akashic keepers, record keepers. And we actually, you know, I actually learned the first course with you live too in Ottawa when you had come that one time. And that was like, that was so exciting, so much fun. And when you came to do the second course, I was busy. I don't know what I was doing, but I could not make it. And so I still regret that I was not able to attend, because, you know, that would have been amazing. And Lisa has more than 20 years of experience in spiritual healing. Lisa teaches these simple tools which empower individuals to find greater fulfillment, happiness, abundance, and health. And she helps you align with your soul path, understand your soul contracts, and complete your karma and vows. And and we were just, you know, we were talking about this the last week. And I was asking Lisa, I said, how do you do blah, 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 blah? And she's like, well, it's really, really quite simple, you know. And she gave me some information and wisdom. But that's the thing. It's like, you've been working with the Akashic Records for so long and with your Akashic Record keepers for so long that you are like, you know, the information and wisdom is like, it's just like right there, right? Just right there. And so I wanted to share again really quickly Lisa's newest book, From Questioning to Knowing, 73 Prayers to Transform Your Life. I'm so excited that I get to share and show. And The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records was Lisa's first book. Yay! So I'm just like, you know, I have both of them, and now she's working on a third book. So when it comes out on Amazon, I will get it. And next time she's on the show, I can share that one too. So Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's always so fun to be here with you and to get to share with all this information and energy with everyone. And I was just getting called to add about the books is mm-hmm. that the book From Questioning to Knowing, 73 Prayers to Transform Your Life.
Yes.
That one is really, I wrote it second, but it is, if you want to read them, that would be the one to read first, because it's much more about our soul's plan, why we pick the family we pick, healing prayers to help to forgive our families, to get into alignment with people, to move out of the old low vibrations that sometimes still show up, whether it's judgment or blame or shame about, you know, something. I mean, there's still so many of these old energies in the collective consciousness, and they often get triggered in ourselves. So okay. The 73 prayers are imbued with Akashic healing energy. And I get emails from people who read the book and keep it in their purse or carry it around with them, keep it in their car, because they find it so phenomenally, miraculously healing. And I just share that because, of course, I'm very human, and it's always so surprising to me that I could be like, how did I write a book that's, you know, but it's like, oh, that's, it's not me, it's them. I just sit there and type for days while it just comes through. But it's a great healing book for this time in history. Mm-hmm. So that's my kind of plug on that book. And the other one really is a great how-to book if you are interested in learning more about how you actually can access your own Akashic records.
Exactly. Here it is too. And it is also based on prayers, and but there's prayers for forgiveness, prayers for healing, and other tools and techniques as well. You know, I love, like, you know, the grace points, you know, and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of information and wisdom in there, and it is easy. And, you know, I mean, like, when I learned it with you, you know, it was so easy. You know, it was I loved it. And the energy, you can feel the energy. You know, it's a different energy in the Akashic Records than when I'm doing my own channeling and healing work. You know, it's different, and you can tell the difference. And I think that nowadays, you know, it is so, there's no excuse anymore for any of us to, you know, like, there's so much available, right, that we can access our own records if we want to, or we can go to a consultant such as yourself, right, and right. We can learn as well, you know. So books are great, but sometimes even in the course, you learn even more, you know, when more deeply, and you get the practical experience, right?
Right, absolutely. And just as one more, in case people are curious and interested, because it feels like so much of the time is now to access your own soul wisdom.
Yeah.
And I teach online, and that's why I have thousands of students around the world, because I do online workshops. And so exactly. If people like to do that sort of thing, that's fabulous. You know, so many different ways, like you said, not really any excuse to not step into our own personal power. This is the time for everyone on the planet.
Exactly. And today is Lionsgate Portal, as you all know. And so part of that, you know, when I was doing my own healing call earlier, part of that, you know, what was coming through was about, you know, it is time for you to be in your power. It is time for you to take that step. There are basically the pathways are clearer now for you to move forward. And, you know, are you ready? You know? And so for me, you know, when I was working with the Lionsgate Portal today, it's like all these codes of light were coming in. Right. And it's like, it was so empowering, you know, and knowing that, you know, universe has our back, you know, spirit has our back. And yes, you know, let go of that fear, let go of that doubt, let go of all those things and just take a step. And as you take a step, you will be guided, you'll be supported, and you'll be assisted, you know, but you got to take that step, right?
Right, right. And then more doors can open, right? You get a little down further down that road, down that corridor. And then, oh, look, there's more doors down here, right? So so today we are so beautifully aligned to that galactic center, to this powerful stream of energy. What I was hearing was that, and I'm very Sirian. I'm, you know, galactically, I'm from the dog star Sirius. I've got a lot of ancient Egyptian lifetime. So I really relate and resonate with this, you know, Lionsgate. And the pyramids of Giza align also to Sirius on 8/8. So all of that said, what they're also saying is that we've actually moved into a deeper, more clear alignment, not just to Sirius, but really the beyond is the big deal now, is that it's, that the alignment to that galactic center, to this heart center, to this, mm-hmm. you know, galactic sun, if you will, mm-hmm. Is so much more powerful even than the Lionsgate used to be. So, you know, everything's supercharged and it's
yes.
very, very cool.
Exactly. So if you are, you know, experiencing anything out of the ordinary right now, it's okay. It's normal. And it will... You know, it'll pass. You will integrate through it. And of course, like always, watch your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Listen to your body. What, you know, what do you require? So I know earlier today, I was tired, to be honest, from last night's show. I was very tired. And so I took it easy today, you know. And so I took time doing whatever I needed to do. And I just rested. And they're like, it's all good. You know, now, you know. I have tons of energy again, right? But in the morning, I was like, I'm a little bit tired. And so, you know, because it was a really long show and was late, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, it's like, you have to honor yourself. You have to honor your body and what it requires, and your own intentions too. So what is your intention? So my intention has always been, for example, for me, to have ease in my life, right? So having ease in my life means listening to my body and what does my body require? Listening to my thoughts, my feelings and emotions, what is going to bring me more ease? And so a lot of times my poor husband gets, you know, the delegated lots of stuff because that creates more ease for me, right? I'm really good at delegation. If anybody wants to know how to delegate, call me. I will tell you how to do that. It is so easy.
we'll be talking about that. Let me just say.
But yeah, but just to get back to, just feel into the energies and listen for yourself. What do you require? What does your body require? And then, you know, but keep moving forward. Okay. So keep moving forward. That's the key message for today for the Lionsgate portal is keep moving forward and you are supported and be in that power. That power is just surging through right now. So accept it and be in it and then move forward. And I just wanted to, that was the only little bit I wanted to share about the Lionsgate portal today, because I think we you know, it's been building all week anyways. So today we also want to talk about accessing your divine feminine power. Again, we're talking about power, but your divine feminine power with the assistance of the Akashic Records or the Akashic Masters, Akashic Record Keepers. And so, you know, Lisa, when we were talking about this last week, it's like the divine feminine is really becoming much more present now, right, in our world and in our reality, and especially in, you know, this industry, right? More and more people are talking about the divine feminine. More and more people are talking about being in our power. So what does that mean exactly? You know, that, you know, how can we access our divine feminine power through the Akashic Records? What does that look like? What does that mean?
Well, yeah, so I'm going to actually go back to what the Akashic Record Keepers told me many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. My first kind of entry, and it was before this was a popular topic of conversation or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But the Record Keeper said that there are a lot of people on the planet now who actually came to be part of this. It's like part of your soul contract is to help bring the divine feminine energy back to the planet. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that thousands of years ago, thousands and thousands of years ago, we really lived in a matriarchal world. Mm-hmm. So much of the energy was either relatively balanced, or it was matriarchal. There was a great reverence for the divine feminine, for the mother was really revered. Mm-hmm. Of course, because we are the only creator beings in that sense of the human race, that women were revered. And there were goddess temples, there were, we have in some of the old religions, things like Kuan Yin. In Egypt, it was Isis, who was the divine mother goddess of all. And so we've had different reverence. And then what happened, somewhere around 3,000 years ago, the warring energy, part of what happened is the higher vibration that had been on the planet that was keeping us more conscious and awake started to drift. It started to drop. So we've gone through history up and down in these kind of vibrational ways. And so when it was much more divine feminine, maternal, matriarchal oriented, we were in a much higher, more awake state consciously as a people, as a humanity. And then, of course, as we slipped and ended up down in the dark ages, right? as we headed down into the dark ages, the men, the masculine, the war came over, the warring, the the greed came in, right? And so what they ended up doing, what happened was war came in. They started to fight over lands and property and physical goods, as well as people. And the goddess temples fell. And so there's a lot of old, very painful energy from, you know, 2,000-3,000 years ago or more, where we as the goddesses, we as the wise women and the healer were killed, our temples were destroyed, we were sometimes enslaved, we were sometimes turned into prostitutes. Mm-hmm. And so what happened in this kind of big view, if you can kind of go back with me about 3,000 years ago, is if you imagine your temple being destroyed, and you had, if you were lucky, had a choice of dying, being enslaved and turned into a prostitute, or trying to get to be the concubine of the general, mm-hmm. or marry someone high up in the army, right? And so there's all sorts of energies that we live with that really come very much from these days and worlds. And one of the things the record keeper said is that the jealousy between women, the fighting over men, mm-hmm. This kind of energy of undermining our sisters really comes from that time. Because it was a survival tool. It was a survival technique, right? It was like, if I could win that guy's heart, if I'm the best looking or the best at sex or whatever, mm-hmm. that if I can get his attention, then I'm safe and I might survive, not only survive, but I might actually live a pleasant enough life, right? Not being enslaved, not being murdered, not being, you know, sold for prostitution or slavery or something. So a lot of these old energies have been in our society unconsciously for the last 3,000 years, not to mention the suppression of the patriarchy, which is now up and forefront to be really realized and changed. So there's so much of what we're experiencing in our world really comes from this historic change of energy and vibrational shift, mm-hmm. that happened, you know, 3,000 years ago. So what happened for me, back 10, 15 years ago was when the record keepers originally told me that I was Isis. And so when somebody says something to you like, you're Isis, and you're like, what the heck does that mean? And I didn't even know what that meant 20 years ago. I'm like, oh, that's a goddess. What the hell, right? And they're like, and they explained all sorts of lineage energy about how the goddess Isis broke into over 1,000 pieces, was born into 1,000 babies, which became the Isis lineage on Earth. And so part of my real strong connection to Sirius, to the golden lion gods, to the all of this Lionsgate energy comes actually from being a very strong part of this divine feminine, ancient, you know, divine feminine, mm-hmm. Mother energy. And we don't have to have children to be a mother. It's part of what they always, you know, like to say also, remind us that is not. So what I would love to do, what I'm loving to do, is helping all of you who have these soul contracts to balance, and that's what we're here to do, balance male, female again. Mm-hmm. It was imbalanced in the beginning where the matriarchy was stronger. Then, of course, it became extremely imbalanced with the patriarchy. Mm-hmm. And they are saying, we need to come together, bringing that perfect balance back so that we can be partners and we can create empowerment for all people. Right. And one of the really important points, and I will often find I end up working with clients around this, is that everyone, has masculine and feminine energy in their body. Mm-hmm. Women are not only female energy and men are male energy. It is if it's in balance, we as women can be strong, powerful, empowered, clear women. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with men is that the power does not need to be, or the strength or any of the kind of negative traits that we've started to notice in different people. Men have the clarity and the love and the compassion and the kindness and the big hearts every bit as much as women do, right?
Absolutely.
So when we can really balance these two energies in our bodies and in our relationships and in our world as best we can, this is how we're really creating this heaven on earth for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's very powerful and it's a huge, beautiful shift, and everybody can be part of this. So,
yes. And I think yes. You know, that's really important to have that harmony with our male energy and our female energy. And sometimes we use more of our male energy and other times we use some more of our female energy, but to have them both in balance so that, you know, we're not reacting out of one sense or the other, you know, one second. And, you know, and then we can choose, you know, at appropriate times, when do we need to use our divine feminine energy and when do we need to use our divine masculine energy, because there are times when you need one or the other, right? So then you have that choice instead of always being on automatic pilot and just being one way. You know what I'm saying? So then when it's in balance, we have that choice and that freedom to use whatever is required in that moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because then you have a full tool belt, right? You have yes. You have the whole, right? The whole scale if you're looking at music. Mm-hmm. It's not, I'm not just playing on the black keys because, you know, I'm running male energy, or the white keys because I'm running female energy.
Yeah.
I've got it all. And that is when life, I believe, gets much easier.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I totally agree.
You know, because we're playing with a full deck.
Yeah. I just wanted to point out really quickly that we are going to be taking some questions a little bit later. Whether it's going to be about the divine feminine, or, you know, if you have general questions about the Akashic Records, or, you know, we'll see what type of questions we're going to take. But at that time, you can definitely, you know, type it in the chat, or you'll be able to raise your hand and ask live, you know, if you are so inclined. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. So, but I did want to, and I'm glad that Angela asked this question, because I was going to ask something similar too. So Angela says, when I feel I have Egyptian origins and Celtic, does it mean I went through both timelines? Probably.
Yep. Yeah, so we are really ancient souls, and most of us, and I'm going to say this kind of, you know, with some little caveats or parameters, most of us who I'm going to say are over about 40 years old.
Yeah.
It's almost like, so we're part of the first wave of light workers who came to Earth. We came early. We have been here a million times, you know.
Yep.
We are so excited to be here because now we finally get to do the work we came to do back in the Dark Ages. It sucked. It was really not fun, you know. Middle Ages, it's pretty iffy with the, you know, Inquisition. Anyway.
Yeah.
So yay now. So if you're over 40 and you're part of the first wave, most of us have lived here 400, 600, 800 mm-hmm. lifetimes, mm-hmm. right? And that's a big extended time. It might have been part of humanity before this round of humanity, right? It might have been way far back. It may have been, I know, I always laugh, I came as a whale, also from Sirius, so Sirius as A and B, and the whales and dolphins and the Egyptians come from different planets. Mm-hmm. But so we've made contracts, or we vowed to the Earth herself, who is a sentient being, that we are here to support her. So we come back again and again, then we're sometimes involved in the creation of of humanity or this round of humanity. So now we feel responsible for that. So we come back to help again. And so hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes. So absolutely, you could have done the whole Egyptian gamut. And then you may have, you know, done a kind of a whole European stint. Some of us have Southeast Asia or South America, you know, different lifetimes. So we'll tend to kind of live one place for a while until we kind of work through whatever patterns and karma we've created around that, those lives and area. And then sometimes we come and we incarnate in kind of a different area in a different sort of way. But so absolutely, there's, you know, Egypt, you know, Celtic, absolutely.
Yeah, and you may even have, you know, timelines of being on another planet, you know, being in from the angelic realm, and, you know, and it goes on and on and on.
Right?
So don't just limit your idea to just being here on Earth only, right? But so just
right, or for a few lifetimes. I think a lot of people, you know, the old belief was that maybe we'd incarnate a dozen times. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a flash in the pan. That's hardly getting your feet wet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you might have been here during Atlantis, during Lemuria. You know, like, who knows? I mean, you know, right. There is a way to know, but just be open to that as well. that's so funny. Yeah. So I'm glad you asked that question. All right. So go ahead, Lisa. I'm saying Linda because I see Linda's question in the chat, but we'll get to it later.
Oh, okay. What are we going ahead with? What are we talking about now?
Yeah, where were we? So what can the Akashic Records tell us about the Divine Feminine Mystery Schools or the Goddess Temples? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so a little bit more about that and what that means to us today, because some of us, you know, feel very strongly about that we were present in those times, and that, yes, now we're starting to use some of those gifts that we might have had or teachings that we might have had then. But does that mean that, you know, should we be creating mystery schools? I mean, I see so many. It's like, oh, my God.
Yes, many of us are, right? I mean, even Akashic Knowing School of Wisdom, the record keepers say that's a mystery school, right? Yeah. You know, they asked me, you know, years and years ago to help bring this work back to the world and to start a school, to start another ancient mystery school, bringing the ancient wisdoms forward. So, yes, it is really important. And one of the, I always love to share this. This is the image that they show me, and it's always very beautiful. And it's nice to feel into. So I see these ancient mystery schools, these ancient goddess temples. Many of them were in Persia, which would be, some of it would be kind of like where Turkey is now. And I see them very much around the Mediterranean. I get the beautiful, the kind of the Greek ones. Of course, mm-hmm. we have the oracles and of Delphi. Mm-hmm. And but many mystery schools for really, you know, thousands of years is what they're saying. I don't want to say thousands of years. I'm like, really? Is that, you know? They're like, okay, yes. Thousands of years, apparently. Yeah. But and much of it was in, you know, what we would consider, well, you know, the Middle East, Persia, all around Italy, Greece, that bigger Mediterranean area. Mm-hmm. There was so much, right? We go down into the breadbasket, the Middle East, down really so much of life was created. And we were the healers, we were the teachers, we were the spiritual leaders and the guides. And I see these beautiful marble temples. Mm-hmm. I know there's still ruins of so many of them in all of those areas around. If you've ever been to Turkey, I'm sad to say I haven't made it yet, but it's on my list. I've been to the Greek and the Italian, and you know, but we were teachers, and the village would come to us, and people would travel across the country to come to us because we were hands-on healers, and we were, you know, wise women, and we were the teachers, and much of the beautiful masculine strength that balanced us, they were there in support of us. And so it's a very different kind of energy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They helped us. They worked with us. They were our male counterparts. And so we had that wisdom, and we taught people how to heal, and we taught people how to, you know, we were the doctors, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so in the medicines, the natural medicines of the world, all of that was taught in these ancient mystery schools.
Mm. And that's all coming back now too.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So coming together, this is the other point that the record keepers want to say, if you feel called to come together with your sisters, they may be your soul family sisters from those days. Mm-hmm. You may do it online. You know, many of us have lots of new friends on Facebook, or sometimes in joining some of the courses and classes that are online. You know, there's the Facebook pages where you get to know each other, work with each other, and everything. When I teach online, I always do that with, you know, so that people can connect and get to know each other a little bit and make new friends. I've had students in classes from different countries who years later talk every week and even go visit each other, you know, from France to Denmark, say, you know, and it's so beautiful. We're creating, we're slowly but surely recreating some of these divine temples. Mm-hmm. I believe it's very important this round to make sure we bring the masculine energy in. And, you know, to be able to help hold this vibration of wisdom. Mm-hmm. Of the wise ones, of the wise men and women who have been the healers and the teachers through so many thousands and thousands of years. And so one of the things I always do, and we'll talk a little more about it later, is to heal the pain and the trauma. Because right. So many of us remember it consciously, and so many of us remember it unconsciously. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it creates this energy of fear. Mm-hmm. And so it makes us feel unsafe. And I'm going to say for most of us, I know there are still some countries in the world where we're not as safe as I would like us to all be.
Yeah.
But for most of us in the US and in Central Europe and, you know, a great majority of the countries around the world, mm-hmm. We're really, really safe, and we are able to go out, and we are able to do this work, and we're able to share our gifts again.
Right.
And so healing and clearing the trauma of getting killed, the trauma of being in these wars, the pain and trauma of being a prostitute or sold into prostitution or slavery, all of these energies are so important for us to clear and release so that we really can go forward and feel free and feel safe and feel the joy of the work that we get to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and that's the thing. So many of us who are on this path, we know, because we've done past life reading or we've done Akashic Record work, we know some of the past that we've had that has been traumatic, you know. I mean, I know for myself, I, you know, my head was chopped off. I know I was hung. I was on fire, you know, like burned, you know, like been there, done that. Right.
And so
like, even though I'm quite comfortable, you know, speaking now with, you know, online or anywhere, it doesn't matter. But before I started doing the healing work, I was always, you know, wallflower, right? So I never wanted to be in the center. I never wanted the attention on me. I used to stutter a lot, you know, and so I didn't feel comfortable. So I did a lot of healing work on myself around those issues, you know, being seen, you know, and knowing that it is safe, you know, it's okay and I can express myself, it's safe to do so, right? But I think that you know, now I think still there are some people who are still have those issues that haven't healed them yet, who are still wondering why they're not the healers that they want to be, you know, why they're not doing the work, why they're not showing up, why they're not stepping forward.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And I really believe that, well, one, most people don't realize that they can go into their Akashic records and find these past lives and heal them. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, one of my great gifts is to be able to go into the past and heal that pain and trauma so that when we bring the wisdom and the gifts from that life into your body now, we've left behind the pain and the trauma. We get to just reclaim those beautiful gifts and talents that you are and have, and so that you can express them in the world in the highest, easiest, best way for you now.
Yeah.
So, yes, so many of my students, my clients, they're the same kind of thing. They're like, I really want to be a healer, but I'm afraid what people will say. I'm afraid what people will think. Or some people have real terror, real panic attacks. They just, yeah, like kind of like you said, they just don't want to step off the wall, you know?
Yeah, it's that fear of rejection, that fear of failure, that fear of judgment, which is can be based in those previous incarnations where they suffered trauma, right? So it doesn't always have to be what happened in this lifetime. I mean, I had a lot of that in this lifetime too at the beginning, but it was also, you know, carried forward from previous lifetimes, previous incarnations, right? And until you but it doesn't, you know, and I really want to stress this because I don't buy into this at all. It doesn't mean you have to constantly be doing healing and clearing work. No, this is about continue on your path, doing whatever you want to do. And then when something doesn't work, then take a look and say, okay, what's going on here? Why is it not working? Then do the healing and clearing work. Don't go digging and looking for what can I heal now? What can I heal now? What can I heal now? Otherwise you'll be healing and clearing forever and not enjoying your life, you know? So I think
you have
to find that balance, you know? I mean, like, I did a lot of healing work, but I was also continuously taking a step forward, continuously choosing what I wanted to create, right? And then when I got stuck, then it's like, okay, what's going on here? Let's do some work, you know, and then get moving again. That's what I think anyways for myself.
Right. No, I agree. I totally agree. I'll occasionally have a client who will come to me and say, can I clear all my soul contracts? And the answer is no. You can't actually. Because one, if you cleared all your soul contracts, you might be the loneliest person on the earth, right? Yeah. We have support contracts. We have contracts for love and for children and for family and for friends and for business partners and, you know, people to help and support us and be with us, right? So you do not want to. No. Now, so what I say is when you have an issue, let's look at the issue and let's say, what contracts are out of time and space? Mm-hmm. What karma can we complete, right? What else can we know about to help to heal these pains, these traumas? But then we are really focusing on an issue that's up in your life.
Exactly.
And this is really the way healing works. You know, if you just go, I want to clear all my pain, the pain isn't lit up. It's not showing up to be cleared. The clearing needs to also fall in with the, you know, karma you're ready to complete, because karma is a lesson. It's about learning. If you haven't learned it, if you aren't ready, if you don't want to,
so you know,
it's not going anywhere. It's not going away.
Exactly. There's no general all-purpose clearing, you know? So Renna is asking, how do we know which Akashic record we need to clear? It's based on what issue's coming up, just like Lisa said, what is coming up in your world that doesn't work for you, right? And when there's something that's not working for you, then, you know, we can go in and find out what it is, you know, and what needs to be cleared or what needs to be healed or what contract needs to be redone in some way, you know. So not all contracts are null and void, you know, some are just changed, you know. And contracts are not just between people. It's about your own desires and intentions, you know, before you came into this incarnation, what you wanted to do, or what you wanted to create, or what you wanted to experience. That can also be changed. Go ahead, Lisa. Sorry.
Wait, no. you know, I may be the bigger expert, but you get it, right? You've been doing all this healing work forever too, right? So the way I see things is the way the record keepers show it to me is that each of you have your own Akashic record, which is the recording of your soul's journey through all of time. So some people like to see the records like a big library. To me, that works nicely because you can imagine that you've got hundreds and hundreds or thousands of books in your library, each book representing one lifetime, whether it's here on Earth, on another planet, in between, in the angelic realm, right? On Sirius, exactly. As a whatever. So, but you still aren't going to burn the whole damn book, right?
No.
Just because it's got some problems, just because I've had some challenges in my life, I'm not throwing out the whole lifetime, because there's great gifts. There's great learning. And that learning is about our soul growing. So we want to come. That's our big intention as a soul, to come to Earth to learn and grow. Mm-hmm. So we have the learning, we have the completion of the karmic patterns, which means I finally learned that lesson, I figured that out, now I don't have to do it again, right? So to me, one of the greatest empowerment tools on the planet today is your own Akashic record and learning how to access your own Akashic record. Mm-hmm. Because then you get to go into your records and talk to your record keepers. You have a whole group of beings of light that are pure source energy. They're not angels. They're not your everyday guides. They're not even ascended masters. They are beings that keep your records for you and have done this through time, throughout a large amount of time. Mm-hmm. So you get to go in and say, okay, I'm experiencing this trauma. What can I know about it? What can I clear? Are there lessons to learn that are done or not done? Do I have soul contracts with these people? Are those contracts complete, or can they be updated or upgraded? Do I have vows about this that are holding me back? Right? What else can you tell me? What can we work on? What am I ready to release?
Right.
So it's a profound conversation that you can have every single day with your record keepers when you learn to access your own Akashic records.
Yeah. Or you can, you know, contact Lisa and
that too.
And have a session. But yes, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's that like, too. We can tap into the wisdom of our Akashic records. It's our wisdom that's in those books or in that space, you know, and we can tap into our own innate wisdom, which is from source, spirit, creator, God, universe. And we have access to all of that. But are you willing to now empower yourself, right, to do the work? You know, and that always comes down to, are you willing to do the work, or do you, you know, or not? You know, and so I find that, you know, a lot of times I don't want to do the work either. It's like, oh, no, I don't want to look at that. No, you know, I just can't deal with that right now, you know. And so whatever that issue is, because I know there's an issue, and it's like, oh, I just can't deal with that right now. It's like, oh, my God. Then it keeps coming up until I, you know, do deal with it. Right?
Right.
And so
right. Until you're ready, because the record keepers always like to say, there is such a thing as divine timing.
Yeah.
And that is when you really, truly are ready. And then it clears in a minute.
Yeah.
I really learned this when my children were little, especially like little babies. I have three kids and they were all born within a year and a half. So I was a little on the overwhelmed side. My son was 1.5 when my twins were born, right? Mm-hmm. And so I remember... I forget what the name of the book was. Now they're like 25. So yay, all grown up and lovely, lovely souls. But I remember like when they would cry at night, and like in the middle of the night, and they would cry and they cry and they cry. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I just was feeling really, whatever, helpless,
challenged,
helpless. Well, it was kind of the helpless, kind of hopeless, like just, oh my God, I'm so out of my realm as a mother here. Where's my manual? Where's my teacher? Right.
Oh my God. We've all felt that as a parent for sure.
Right. And then when the idea or the information would come in, like, oh, here's a book. This is what you do. You do this and you do that. And I would be like, oh, I would get it. I would feel empowered. I would understand it in my head and in my heart and in my gut. I would totally grok it all in my body. And I would usually not have to do anything. The issue would vanish. The child would stop waking up miraculously in the night. It would be like, oh, or I'd have to do one night of maybe not going to them because they were big and fat enough, letting them self-soothe or something like that. One night, it was over. And I would be like, wow, when I know it in my heart, in my mind, in my body, it is no longer an issue. And this is really, that's kind of the big teaching of the oneness, even of knowing that we are all, and we are creating our lives. We are literally the creators of this life that you see. Mm-hmm. And when we shift our thinking, in our whole body, our world changes. Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
And that was for me, 25 years ago, just such a powerful kind of example of how true that can be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of minor struggle, I have to say, but yeah, so this is what they're saying. Even we're talking, if we talk about stepping into our power, stepping into the divine feminine, really feeling honored for all of you women who are in these feminine female bodies to feel the love, the compassion, the beauty, the power of the fact that we can create and give birth to children, whether you've ever had children or not, you have that power, that ability, or did maybe when you were younger. But we are so gifted and so powerful, and to feel that in your whole body, it allows us to take that out into the world and create whatever it is we want to create. We create new businesses, create healing modalities, create relationships, create compassion in the world. I mean, we can create everything. We are creator beings. And so by reclaiming our divine feminine power, we are really allowing ourselves to step back into the truth of who we are as ancient creator beings.
Powerful. Absolutely. And that is so true. And that's what we've forgotten, that we are creator beings. We're creating our reality. We're creating our presence. We're creating our future. And so you have to look at, if you want to change something in your reality, then it's time to do something different, whether it's changing your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, whether it's doing some healing work or clearing work, whether it's sometimes it's just getting the knowing. And so sometimes, just being in the Akashic Records and getting those answers, you don't have to do anything else. You just get the wisdom, like you were saying, Lisa, and then, you get the aha, and it's like, okay, cool. And then that whatever lesson is, you've learned it. And so that energy of that issue dissipates if you let it. If you stick to it and keep, talking about it and saying, I have this problem, then, it doesn't. It stays with you, right? But, if you get the aha, then it's like, all right, cool. So now what do you want to create?
Right. Yes, absolutely. That's it. And those are huge points, too, because we are moving into this time where we are truly able to manifest instantaneously. I have seen more miracles in this last year than I have in the last 62. You know, I am like, wow, yay, yay. Thank you, God. Thank you, Mother, Father, Goddess, God, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, again, you know, we talk about being in this energy of connectedness of the Lion's Gate. It isn't a one day. It's not a one-shot deal. This will go on for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
It's a huge portal opening that will take us into 2020, which I know is going to be a phenomenal year. Mm-hmm. So if you're ready to step into this divine feminine wisdom and power and remember this truth of who you are as a healer, as a wise one, you know, as just this beautiful, empowering, compassionate soul who is here to change the world. We couldn't have a better day to say, yes,
yeah,
I'm going to do that. I'm doing that now.
So. Exactly. And changing the world does not mean having to do it on a big, grand scale. You can change your world in your reality, in your family, in your community, with your friends and, you know, it doesn't have to be something big and huge, you know, like me doing the show, for example. Right?
Right. Absolutely. No, it can be right there in your family. It can be shifting your the way you speak to people in your household, in your family, or at work to bring in the love that you are, to bring in the compassion that you are, to let that shine through and to do some beautiful balancing of the masculine feminine energy, which is kind of a fun process we could even do today on the show.
Absolutely.
And I just have a very simple tool the record keepers gave me. And so, you know, that's a good thing. So when we bring, and I know this so much from experience because I spent about 15 years in corporate America. And I was in advertising and I was a production director. And so the price of producing ads was on my plate. Mm-hmm. And keeping everything on budget was on my plate. And I was working with mostly men. This is a pretty lot of years ago, about 30, you know, 40 years ago. And it was high stress and advertising, super fast pace. I ran so much male energy that when I quit all of that and wanted to have children, it took me over 4 years to get pregnant because I had to like redo my energy field and get out of that male energy that I had been running for my power. And so I laughed because I had an assistant once who was really afraid of me. And I thought, how can anybody be afraid of me? Because, you know, like, I'm just me.
I can apparently relate. Yeah.
That's not how I showed up. That's not how people felt. Anyway, so it's very much about.
Lisa, I just want to share really quickly. I used to be in the government, right? And I was all male energy as well. And I had a lot. And people were scared of me. And it's like, why? I'm so nice. I'm so kind. How could anybody be scared of me? And they're like, mm-hmm. It's like, I was a bit bossy. Okay, fine. But, you know, I was really nice. I'm like,
Exactly. It's crazy. But these are the interesting things. So the way we see ourselves, often clients will come to me and they'll say, I don't know why the people in my family are mean to me or why people don't like me. And it's like, well, you seem like a beautiful, lovely, you know, kind, compassionate person. But there's something about the way you're showing up in the world.
Right.
And we need to kind of go back and sometimes, you know, really take a survey. Ask people around you. Do I seem nice? Am I mean? am I judgmental? What am I doing that's upsetting you? You know? And so much of this is out of balance male energy in our feminine bodies. Yeah. And so as we kind of come back and re-evaluate, you know, who we are and what we are and all of that, and how we run our energy and what we're showing up, how we're out-picturing in the world, we can really change, you know, phenomenally. And honestly, I don't think it feels, for some of us, for me, it didn't feel like a huge change inside. I didn't have to be someone different. I just need to drop some of that push and the pressure, the aggressiveness that got stuff done, and move into a greater place of compassion, understanding, discussion, you know, conversation.
Yeah.
To get things done. I still got things done, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I remember people telling me too, you know, when I first started doing this Tell Summit back in 2013, that I had this pushy energy. It's like, what do you mean I have this pushy energy? Because I was, you know, I was getting everything done, right? Because I had to get it done. Nobody else was going to do it, so I had to do it. So I was pushing, but I didn't realize how it was coming across, you know? Now, I think it's a much gentler, softer, kinder energy, because I don't feel like I'm pushing as much. I'm still doing everything, but it's not the same, you know? It's a lot more relaxed, you know? My energy is a lot more relaxed, and I don't know when it shifted, to be honest, but it definitely has.
But it has, and it's all good, right?
Yeah, it has, and it's all good. And that's the thing. We can change how we are portraying ourselves. We can change the way our future is going. You know, we can change our dynamics. I mean, I know I started changing my life completely when I was 42. So it's been like 10 years. Wow. And, you know, and that's when I started choosing for myself. So whether anybody else liked it or not, I was choosing what was right for me. Right. And it was, you know, in that could have been also a little bit of a pushing energy for sure. But it was also about me going within and saying, okay, what do I really want? And asking myself that question, what do I really want? Am I in alignment with, and I hate that word, but am I in alignment with my soul, with my desires, with my, you know, what I came here to do and be, you know? And a lot of that soul searching and asking questions, going into the records, doing, you know, journeys and healing processes and so on. And I think I'm good now. Is there still more that I can change? Probably, but for now, I'm okay, you know?
Right. Well, that's the cool part, is we actually get, we've come so much to this planet to mm-hmm. enjoy, because it's a beautiful planet, and we have this, you know, these lovely bodies, and we can hug and kiss each other, and we can spend time physically, you know, together and share and have big open heart conversations and share this kind of love, eat yummy food, hike in the beautiful woods or hills, or, you know, swim in the oceans with the gorgeous fish, all of these things that we don't get to do in other planes and dimensions. And so the point here is to come and create and enjoy.
Yeah.
And really the time is, you know, what the record keepers are reminding us is to, we can notice and release things so that we can really move forward, because it's true. It is easy sometimes to be kind of shocked by some of the information, maybe some of the trauma or painful lives we've had, kind of like you were mentioning. You know, we've all as healers been killed and burned and drowned and et cetera.
Yeah.
But okay, great. Let's clear that pain from that past life, because it's stuck outside of time, and then don't dwell on it. It's gone.
Exactly.
I'm alive right now, aren't I? Right?
So, and what about
doesn't
matter
also, what happened?
What about also from this lifetime in our childhood, we've had a lot of traumas as well. So, but we can also clear and heal those too, so that we can move forward, right? And that's the thing that I really want people to get. And the Akashic Records, being the Akashic Records and healing processes through the Akashic Records can also help you do that to release. And it's not just about releasing, it's about healing and getting the wisdom from those experiences and from those events and situations, and the healing, and then moving forward, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I know so many people have had just really challenging lifetimes, and I am, you know, not saying that we can clear it in an hour. It's still going to be a process. I mean, trauma is definitely trauma. Mm-hmm. And there's so many levels and layers, but this is one of the reasons, again, that I love to work with people kind of either in a series of one-on-one healing calls or to teach you how to do this for yourself, because it can be a process depending on what our life or childhood experiences are. But one of the things I've noticed for a lot of people is I have probably something like 70% of the light workers that I know have, you know, some form of abuse, often sexual abuse and also mental, physical abuse from their childhood. And one of the reasons that we wrote those soul contracts, one of the reasons that we would actually choose that pain or trauma in our lives is because we want to help to end that reoccurring energy and stop it and heal it for humanity, so this no longer goes forward in our lives on the timeline that we're creating, on this higher accelerated timeline that we're creating. And so the record keepers always say it kind of in this simply put, we as souls have said, the buck stops here.
Right.
I am going to end this in my ancestral lineage now. I am not going to pass this on to my children. I'm going to heal this for myself. Right. And so I find that often when my clients can hear that, can really embrace and understand that they, as ancient wise souls, chose to experience these things in order to end this pain for your family and ancestral lineage, and in a bigger way for humanity. I find that it's so healing. Just that knowledge, just going, oh, I'm not a victim. I chose this to help to empower humanity,
right,
as well as myself.
And when you
very different.
When you do that, and when you process through that healing and that wisdom, you also stop identifying with the story. Right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Right. Because now it's like, oh, that was my story. I chose to do this big soul work with thousands and thousands of other light workers. And it's done. And now I have to go back maybe and still work on some of the emotions and clear some of the old trauma and the emotional pain and any of the blame or the judgment we're human. So yes, we do experience that. And there's so many different tools and ways to help to clear that, including the tools that I teach in the Akashic Records, but in so many different modalities. I happen to love tapping, EFT, to help to get a lot of the emotional pain out of your body. Mm-hmm. So even through the records, I'll sometimes tell my clients to do some tapping or, give them the sentences, because pretty much everybody seems to have learned how to tap by now.
Yeah.
And so, so many ways and modalities, but it is true. It's about saying, I've done that. I'm done. I've completed that karmic pattern. I've done my soul work. It's complete. It's time now to move forward and create my version of heaven on earth.
Yeah, exactly.
For yourself.
And that empowers you to create your life and to move forward. And so, because, anyway, it's okay. I'm not going to go there. I was going to say, because, I've had a lot of shit in my life, and it's like, I've completely changed it around. And it was never, it was not easy, So no, I know that sometimes this work can be difficult. Absolutely. I totally get that. I mean, I've been down in the, below where you can even barely function. I've been suicidal. I know how difficult it is. But there is hope for you, there are tools, resources, processes that you can use, that you can work with to help you to start changing that story, change and healing and clearing those things, and empower you to become, because most people on the call are women. I don't think there's any men on the call today. And so, you can bring back that divine feminine power within yourself and start to create, because it is the divine feminine that does the creation. You know, so if you want, if you're wanting to create your life, create a business, create your healing modality, create anything, relationship, it is the divine feminine that is going to help you do that. So it's about time to balance that energy within you and bring more of that in, because this is the time to bring it in, right?
Yes, absolutely, because I really do believe that we will come back to Earth just for fun. Yes, I believe that. And
oh, yeah, somebody asked that question in the chat.
I saw that, right? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. And I actually am praying and knowing that it will be sooner than later. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that it's going to quite be in my lifetime, but who knows? I will keep holding that intention. For everybody that, you know, all these cute babies who are being born, all these crystal children mm-hmm. who are here, really, because they're coming in without karma. Yeah. And so they're here to help us save ourselves.
Yeah.
And
right. But the thing is, I mean, like, I'm 52, right? So I would have to say that 42 of my 42 years of my life were hell. Maybe not all, but a lot. And then, you know, so the past couple of years have been really good and really amazing, even though there was a little blip in there for a year and a half that was not so great. But, you know, so I'm not going to wait for my next lifetime to have fun. I'm going to have fun now.
Right. Yes.
Right?
It's not an either-or thing, right? It is not an either-or thing. You get to mix it up. You get to do your work. You get to create your life. You get to go have fun, whatever that means for you. It could be, you know, anything, traveling, cooking.
I mean, this is fun for me,
you know,
doing these shows and talking to all of you. And, you know, this is fun for me. So, yes, I'm having fun traveling. As you all know, I love to travel. So that's fun for me. Right. So.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
I'm not waiting until my next lifetime.
No.
I'm gonna do it now.
No, definitely not. So really, you know, kind of to me, the big takeaway is that the more we can really embody the truth of who we are fully and in a balanced sort of way, like balancing the male, female energy, mm-hmm. reclaiming the energy and the wisdom from the lifetimes in which we were goddess, healers, divine, wise women and or men. Mm-hmm. Certainly there's, you know, similar in that male version, but when we step into that power more fully and really balance this beauty, this compassion and this big love and the natural healing abilities we have, then we are creating our own heaven on earth with ease.
It
creates itself. Just like, you know, shift your mind, shift your life. You really do. You know, as we go, oh, I see it differently. It can be a split second of like, aha, oh, I no longer am that. I am this. And this is what's creating as we go forward. So really this beautiful, empowered inner goddess energy is to me a big piece of how we start to mm-hmm. step more powerfully into being the creator beings we are.
And you're worth it and you deserve it. So, you know, like I said, you know, earlier on in the call, I said one of my main intentions or programs that I run is to have ease in my life, right? That's one of my things, ease. I like ease, you know? So what is yours? Is your intention for your lifetime to heal? Because if your intention for your lifetime is to heal, guess what you're going to be doing the whole time? Healing, finding those wounds, experiencing those wounds to heal. So I'm kind of lucky that I, you know, found my husband who provides so much ease, you know, as much as he can, you know, and, you know, and I chose that, right? So what are you choosing for yourself? I mean, I'm really about that. It's like, what are you choosing? What is your intention? What are you creating? You know, what thoughts are you having all the time? Somebody said in the chat about having I'm surrounded by doubt is consuming me and rendering me helpless. A constant battle. I need to chat with my record keepers to change the story. Absolutely. And you know, if you're always in doubt, you know, there are other tools you can do as well. But yes, definitely go talk to your record keepers, see what's going on here, and also start to change your thoughts. You know, start to change your feelings, start to see what else is possible out there. You know, and start to notice that, you know, there's abundance, there's joy, there's happiness, there's light, there's, you know, there's so much more, not just the doubt. I have doubt all the time, so don't get me wrong, right? But when that starts to happen, I take a look at it and say, you know what? Stop. Nope, I'm not going there. Because I am strong, I'm powerful, I'm smart, you know, I can do anything, I'm supported, so why the heck am I, you know, having this doubt, you know?
Right. And often it's childhood, it's collective beliefs, it's other lifetimes. And, you know, again, I go back to really loving the record keepers because, again, when we learn to read our own records and we start to go into this energy, it's pure mm-hmm. unconditional love because it's pure source energy. So mm-hmm. you get held in the arms of the divine just by opening your record. So that's empowering in its own right.
Yeah.
But the other piece that's so important is often we can ask to see these lifetimes in which we were part of the goddess temple world, the ancient mystery schools. And when we see or feel sense that truth about who we are, that is empowering in its own right.
True. Yeah.
I think the first time I got that image, and I'm relatively visual, although my clairvoyance needs glasses is what I always say, is because it's really out of focus, but close enough. It's a good enough image for me to get an idea what it is. And when I first saw that, me as this, you know, in this beautiful kind of long white robe and the marble and the background and this Mediterranean sea, it was kind of classic, kind of goddess temple image. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you are that. And I was like, wow, you mean I'm not just this little wimpy little, you know, suburban housewife? Like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That in its own right, that moment was life-changing for me.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you are more than just what you're experiencing in this lifetime. So, you know, as much as some of you are being challenged and are having challenges, you are still greater than just what you're experiencing in this lifetime. So it's time to tap into that ancient knowledge, that ancient wisdom, the wisdom from all of your collective lifetimes in everywhere, and say, okay, how can I change this? What can I do? Let me talk to my record keepers. Let me talk to a Akashic record consultant. And really, that's the issue I want to deal with. So when you go into the Akashic records, it is important to have or talk to somebody. It is important to say, okay, this is the issue I'm dealing with. How can we change it? What can we do? What do I need to know about this? You can't just go in blind and say, okay, tell me what I need to know. But I don't like to do that myself. And that's why even with you guys on these calls, I don't let you ask just give me something. No, you have to ask a specific question.
Right. And the record keepers say exactly the same thing, right? They say, we're ancient, we're expansive. There's so much friggin' energy and information in your Akashic records. If they say, tell me something, if you say, just, you know, give me a message, 99% of the time, it's a message of love. They tell you how ancient, wise, and beautiful you are, how divine and perfect you are. You know, and it's lovely too. Don't get me wrong. That's a great message, but it's not usually what a person is looking to hear, right? Mm-hmm. So it is important that being ancient and expansive beings, that if we're going to work in the records or have a reading or learn to do it for ourselves, that's one of the things I always teach is how to ask questions so that you get a lot of information so that you really can transform things for yourself.
Yeah. And I really like what you said, Lisa, about, you know, a lot of us, you know, we have been through the Egyptian mystery schools or the other goddess mystery schools. And we were seers, we were teachers, we were healers, we were wise women, but we have access to that wisdom, you know, but we forget, you know, that, yeah, you know, I've done, and it's like, you've done and been everything, right?
Yes.
So you've done and been everything. This is not your first lifetime, right? Especially if you're on these types of calls, you've done and been everything. So you have that wisdom, you have that knowledge, you can tap into that energy and say, okay, you know, if I was that, okay, what would I, you know, how can I change this now? What do I need to do? What else is possible here, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is, you know, this is kind of the great gift of being human, is we have this interesting experience of being these finite little bodies, but we have these huge, wise, infinite souls, and we have access to that. Now, one of the challenges of the last 2,000 years, again, even 3,000 years, is that we've been told that we don't.
Right.
We've been told that we have to go to the man to get the information. Again, this is part of this imbalance of the patriarchy and the matriarchy. It's when the goddess temple fell, especially in the churches, took over, and they made women out to be bad sinners, these terrible things, because they needed, they felt, to take our power away because we were scary, because we were powerful, because we were creator beings, right?
Yeah.
So as we, again, reclaim our divine feminine energy and step into this knowing, this wisdom, this depth of truth, that we can create with great ease just by knowing the truth of who we are, that we can shift our thinking, that we can take baby steps to change things. Even when you talk about changing your life 10 years ago, Alara, you know, I'm sure there were, for most of us, granted, it doesn't happen overnight. I was very pleased when my little children would just fall into, you know, into the row overnight, but they were babies and they were so very connected. When I changed my thinking, they changed theirs because we were, right, still connected. They were 8 months old or whatever. But for most of us, it's baby steps. For most of us, it's like, oh, I am going to listen to the way I speak to myself, and I am going to let go of my old pattern of, you know, getting angry at myself or belittling myself or whatever that is. That's a huge step in empowering yourself.
Exactly.
And a huge step towards self-love, right?
Yeah.
So that is phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, sometimes people may think that those are, you know, like, how is that going to change anything? It will. You have to just start doing it, you know? It's like baby steps. I always do extreme, but, you know, I always tell my clients, baby steps, to take one small step. You know, I tend to just jump over the cliff and, like, I'm going to go. I know spirit will catch me, you know, and that's a knowing too, that you are supported. So by spirit, universe, creator, God, goddess, whatever it is for you. And that in itself is that connection to spirit, connection to yourself. And when you're in the Akashic Records or working with the Akashic Records, even that starts to get more expanded, you know, and more in touch with that as well, right?
Right. And, you know, one of the things I've been noticing, you know, this year already has been huge. We've been through, oh, I don't know, our two eclipses, and we've got our solstices, and this summer has been wild energy. But the information, and because we have these bigger, deeper galactic connections where more information as well as the energy codes are streaming in, I would say bigger, more ancient, expansive information is coming in from the Akashic Records and that field also. And so everything is stepping up. And again, I would say it makes it easier for us to transform ourselves and our lives and to show up and outpicture in a really different way. So
It's
a beautiful time.
Beautiful time. So yes, absolutely. And change is possible. And even if you're 73, I think somebody wrote in that they're 73. Even if you're 73, you know, you can still change your situation. Absolutely. Okay. So I know you wanted to do a process, and I wanted to take a few questions if people had questions.
I think we've actually covered a bunch of them as we've been talking, because I've been kind of glancing over there and seeing if there were certain things. But yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so let's just do a beautiful, simple visualization to balance masculine feminine energy in our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And then we can do some questions.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Okay. Okay, so if you're in a place where you can close your eyes, go ahead and do that. And if not, I just always like to gaze at just a blank wall, or, you know, just softly gaze at the carpet, whatever it is with your, you know. So whatever's comfortable for you. So I'm just going to describe this a little bit, just so people are kind of aware of what we're doing, and then we'll do it. But if you just imagine, if you can picture or feel or sense that we all have a male masculine energy channel that runs down one side of the body and the feminine channel that runs down the other. And in between is the chakra. So it's going to be, if you're looking at your third chakra, you've got masculine and on the left and feminine on the right. And then you've got your throat, and there's the masculine. It's touching the chakra on the left and the feminine on the right. And then heart again, third chakra, second, first, all the way down into to the root chakra, first chakra. You've got this channel touching your male channel and your female channel touch the chakras. So they're actually connected. The energies flow through both. And so what we're going to do is we are going to put a golden liquid light infinity symbol from your feminine channel on the right. And it does a figure eight right through the middle of your chakra and touches the masculine and loops back and touches the divine feminine right through the chakra, touches the divine masculine, looks back and touches the feminine. So we're just doing a beautiful golden infinity symbol from the female channel to the male channel right through the chakra. So the chakra becomes the center point as you're balancing that energy. So we'll do it starting at the head. We'll go sixth, fifth, fourth, third, second, first. So we're balancing the chakra six times, the channel six times through each chakra. Okay. All right, so just closing your eyes. Let's start with just a nice deep breath. We allow ourselves to just drop down into our hearts and let our hearts open and expand a little further. Invading our souls to become very present all the way down into our physical bodies, coming down, filling up this beautiful physical vessel that we have, we call our body. And I like to bring the spirit at least all the way down into our root chakra, our first chakra, down to our hips, down to our legs. And then let's go all the way down into our feet, and we can grow some nice roots from the bottom of our feet with the intention that this will help us to stay grounded and present as we do this expansive work. So coming back up into your head, just imagine that your sixth chakra is right there filling up a lot of your forehead. We're going to kind of ignore the third eye at the moment. The sixth chakra is more of the mental level, and it goes all the way through your head, brain, all the way coming out the back of your head. That's your sixth chakra. And so see the male channel and the female channels, just like golden white tubes of light and energy that touch the chakras. They run vertically all the way down through your body. So imagine a golden infinity symbol filled with golden liquid light. And it's going to flow back and forth from feminine to masculine, creating that beautiful golden liquid light flowing infinity symbol right through your sixth chakra. So that's really balancing the male and the female energy in your head space, in the way you see the world. And we're going to come down to our throat and see again that golden infinity symbol in your sixth chakra keeps running. And now we're going to start a new one in your fifth chakra, in your throat. Golden liquid light flowing back and forth, male, female, female, male, back and forth, balancing the masculine and feminine energy in your communication chakra. And so we know that this will allow us to speak our truth with ease and grace and compassion and love. As we balance that divine feminine compassion and love with that sometimes more aggressive or louder male energy that can come through our throat, our voice. So bringing your communication levels and layers into masculine feminine balance. And then we're going to drop down into our heart chakra, our fourth chakra, and create a new golden liquid infinity symbol flowing back from the feminine, back and forth, masculine, feminine, feminine, masculine, back and forth. Golden liquid light, bringing your heart space into beautiful divine balance of the masculine and feminine. Allowing the compassion to strengthen as we release the old energies of power or struggle or fear that might be living in our hearts and in the male energy, bringing divine masculine and divine feminine energies into balance in our heart space. Now we're going to drop down to our third chakra. And our third is very much about creating the life that we desire. And it's also about our creativity and really how we outpicture and show up in the world. So again, it's so important to balance the male-female energy in the third chakra, because this is about us creating the life our heart and soul desire with ease and grace. And we can let go of that male pushing, struggle, doing energy that often resides in the third chakra and strengthen our divine feminine ease and grace, joy, love, laughter, and bringing the feminine into balance with the masculine. So another gold infinity symbol. From the masculine to the feminine, feminine, masculine, back and forth, back and forth. Now we're going to drop down into our second chakra. This is very much about our emotions and also very much about our sexual energy. So we want to balance the divine feminine with the divine masculine in our second chakra, creating that golden infinity symbol. Again, balancing another layer of love and compassion with the masculine energy, which is sometimes a little bit more aggressive, anger, frustration. And letting ourselves embody love and self-love, self-worth, joy. Letting go of the old emotions of blame or judgment. Letting go of the fear, any victimhood that's in there. We'll just let that release everything that's ready to be released as we balance the divine feminine with the masculine. And then we're going to drop down into our root chakra. The first chakra is very much about, often about survival. And there's also its own layers and energy of creation creating, because this is connected to the baby making machine, to creating life. And so we want to bring that divine feminine into balance with the divine masculine. So putting another, your sixth golden infinity symbol right there from divine feminine to divine masculine, back and forth, back and forth. Balancing our survival fears, our need to push, our fear that if we are not always doing and pushing, that we will die, that we will not survive. So very important to balance and bring into a space of love and ease. Beautiful. So just notice what you notice. Let yourself just kind of slowly go back up through your body, noticing that golden infinity symbol, the balancing in the first chakra. Then up in the second chakra, it's still running and balancing. And third, it's running and balancing. Fourth, running and balancing. Fifth, still running and balancing. And our sixth chakra, running and balancing. And so we can see this beautiful balance of both channels, the same width, the same amount of energy flowing through them, the same amount of light flowing through them. Beautiful. And we just thank ourselves, our record keepers, for the support in doing this work and clearing and releasing anything that was ready to be let go of. And just go ahead, and when you're ready, you can come back and open your eyes. Coming back present, make sure you can drop down into your heart and you feel your heart. See what that feels like. What do you notice? You might write a note or two in the chat box if you want. Thank you. Thank you for joining me in doing that. It is important and powerful when we do these things together in a group like this. So thank you for showing up and joining us.
Thank you. I was like, it's so weird when I came back. It's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know where the mouse is. I don't know what, you know, how am I supposed to come back and talk to Lisa and everybody? It was like so... like, you know, and it's like, I don't even have a mouse. I have a, you know.
What's mouse?
Exactly. This computer doesn't have a mouse. So I was like, what am I talking about? Yeah. Wow. So Linda, one of the Linda, so significantly calmer. Thank you. The other Linda said that was beautiful. Great. Maria said more ease. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, definitely. I'm feeling the calm. Definitely the calm. And more relaxed. Yeah, that was beautiful.
A little more spacious. Does anybody else feel more spacious? I don't know why. That's my MO, is kind of to the expansion. But it does. It's like when things are flowing and balanced, we're not in constriction. Mm-hmm. We're in ease and allowing.
Yeah. So yeah, Caroline,
that was tension in your back. Yeah,
nice. Fun, ticklish, bright, sweet. As we came up, a huge blue whale came through. Oh, awesome!
Oh, cute.
Yay!
Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Drink some water if you need to. I mean, I need to just so that I can talk.
Right. Useful. Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was lovely. Yay. All right. So I wanted to take a few questions, and I also wanted to talk a little bit about the special offer too. So I was going to say, who is ready to ask questions? Because maybe people are not even ready to ask questions, right? Because they might still be like, so calm, relaxed, out of it, you know, expand. It's like, what questions?
Right.
No, I feel so good. Right? Why would I have any questions?
Well, we can just, should we do a little, I'll read to you and then y'all can come up with your questions.
Yeah. So let's do the special offer first. That way it gets us all back to where we are. So for those of you who are on the live page, just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can watch me now and or click on the link. So give me 1 second and find it. I'm going to share my screen. Okay. 1 second. Share my screen. Share. Awesome. There we go.
Great.
Empower your inner goddess.
Right. So we talk really just as we were talking a bit about today, you know, how these traumas really from our childhood and our past lives are still affecting us. And it's definitely time to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do in this program is we really are stepping into, we're clearing, releasing these mucky old lives, this emotional pain, the trauma we've experienced, conscious and unconscious. And we really remember the truth of who we are as ancient wise women who have been the healers and the teachers and the leaders of our communities for hundreds or thousands of years. And when we can remember that in a real visceral, tactile sort of way, again, I find that it just allows us to be that. Like I was talking earlier about when I remembered standing there on this hill out overlooking the Mediterranean with my beautiful, you know, marble, you know, school, mystery school, it allowed me to step into an amount of energy and awareness and power that I could not access before. So doing this sort of process of rebalancing the male-female energy in your body so that you can really empower and live this. So we will reclaim your power and wisdom throughout time by going back and healing the past lives that are traumatic and bring these, reclaim all of these divine goddess energies, all of our healer energies back into our physical bodies now. So in this program, you're going to learn numerous simple healing tools and clearing tools that will continue to support you. So you'll learn some more pieces that you'll can use in other ways, the healing prayers that we use to release karma, and we'll do that throughout time. It's great for this life and for any other past life. And then we'll clear those past life traumas and the imbalance that happened in the ancient goddess temples when the temples were destroyed and the patriarchy took over. Because that is so yesterday, isn't it? Right? Like, I am so over that. energetic grace point that will help you balance the divine feminine masculine energy after we clear some of the pain and trauma from these past lives. And we'll use the tools that you've learned plus energy healing from the Akashic Masters because they're always with me. So they're channeling their energy as they're using my body and mouth and, you know, mind to share and to do this healing. So you felt that as we did that little meditation. So that energy is imbued in this almost 5-hour program. So using the tools we've learned plus energy healing from the record keepers will clear past life vows, karma, and fear of misusing your power, which could be holding you back today, as well as the trauma, the emotional pain of abuse in this lifetime. So we will use my pain body clearing technique to facilitate that. So I will help work on you energetically, remotely, to clear that pain that's stuck in your body from any type of trauma or emotional abuse from this life and the other lifetimes, because it builds up through time. So this home study program is has 4 1.5-hour empowerment sessions with these healing tools. You'll get a 22-page manual with the prayers, with the grace points, downloadable MP3s, so it's always there for you. And then the Reclaim Past Life Wisdom meditation, which is very fun, one of my very favorite meditations, so that you can, after we've cleared the junk, we can reclaim the beautiful, powerful, energy healing, wisdom, wise woman wisdom that from all the lifetimes that you've had. And you will also receive a 25% discount on a private, they're 30-minute, they're hour-long sessions, not 30-minute sessions anymore. I'm only doing 55-minute sessions. So save 25% on a 55-minute one-on-one Akashic reading healing session with me. So if you want to do one-on-one work, this gives you $111 off a session. So you save, you know, by buying this package, you get the package free if you do a reading, basically, is how that works out, right?
Right. Awesome. Yeah. And so then it tells you a bit more information about each of the sessions, what to expect, what you'll learn, right? And this... Go ahead. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, nothing. I was going to say just more details about the specifics, you know, the 7 healing prayers and different pieces like that. Just a little bit more specific. So if people want the more specific, there's the correct image, the 25 that. But so the 7 healing prayers, you know, the prayer to clear karma, and more detail. If you're curious about the details, you can certainly go back and read that.
Awesome. Thank you. And all of this is available for $97 and it's immediately downloadable. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like you can start to change and shift your life now, you know, just by purchasing the package, listening to the MP3s, doing the meditation, you know, everything. So beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So that is available at, it'll be on the special offer page, it'll be on the replay page, and it'll be in the replay email that will be going out a little bit later. All right, so we want to take a few questions. Let's see. I know Maria has her hand raised. I know Linda wants to ask a question. So Lisa, you have on your site, Lisa, you have 2 separate sessions. What is the difference between knowing to wisdom? I'm not sure what that means.
Are you reading? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, I'm just reading Eagle Song Women in the chat.
Oh. On Ticklish, what is she saying? You have 2 separate sessions. What is the difference between...
Under products.
From knowing to wisdom under products. Yep, I'm so sorry. Maybe you could clarify what you mean. This empower your inner goddess. If you want to do get that through this link, with Alara. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's other products like my classes that I teach you how to access the Akashic Records, Course 1 and Course 2 and such, but they're different than this, empower your inner goddess.
Yeah, so if you want to get the $97 price, then get it through the link. So, you know, click on the special offer page, or I mean on the live page or the replay page, special offer page, and so
on. Can I put it in the chat box?
Can we put it in the chat box?
I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here. I have it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to get the inner goddess for $97, click on that link and that'll take you to this.
Yeah.
Empower your inner goddess, which is just an amazing thing to do.
Exactly. Exactly.
So the 111 is the regular Akashic record session. That's a savings of $111. Mm-hmm. If you buy this, you get a 25% discount on a reading. My readings are regularly $444 and I'm actually booked into October, just so you know. But you will save $111. So, yeah.
Awesome. Good. Thank you. Thank you for that question, Caroline. So Maria, you still there somewhere? Probably. I'm gonna go ahead and unmute you. There you go. Hello.
Hi.
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 So hello. just so you know, we're not going into the actual Akashic records for anybody. Because we can't do that on a live call like this with so many people. But go ahead and ask your question and we'll see what Lisa can help you with.
Specific question, Lisa, it's just, again, I'm very powerful, I know that, and in the past I've been very masculine oriented towards business and doing all that was required, society, parents and all of that, but now it's just almost like I'm stuck into a domestic role that I can't seem to break up. And I know it's some kind of injury, some kind of fear of being seen and not automatically if someone just needs it, you know, aware of that. But I just don't want to stay in this role. I have, you know, I have dreams. I want to travel. I want to enjoy and play and have fun and a fun son to raise. And he has suffered a lot with this blockage that I have because we haven't enjoyed our life here, you know, in the past 10 years, I want to say.
I wouldn't move
on. And I just don't know what else I could clear. I've been clearing forever. And yeah, but nothing moves. Nothing changes. So I just don't know anymore. I don't know. So and I dance a lot because everyone tells me to dance and I'm always moving.
Yeah, but it's okay. Go ahead, Lisa.
How did the meditation or the visualization we did where you were balancing the masculine feminine energy feel?
See, that's the thing. I feel like I'm okay. Maybe that's the whole thing about receiving because I don't feel much, but internal, but I feel always an ease, a stillness. I can feel great stillness at times, but not when we're doing processes for me. I can do it for others, hold space for others and make things change and heal. But for myself, it's always a struggle getting down to that lower chakra, maybe even the higher ones. Maybe I just don't know that, you know?
Right. You know, and honestly, I have to say, Maria, that we are so multidimensional. We are so wise and we can be so small, right? In the same time, in the same body, in the same energy. And we're layers and layers and layers. Again, go back to those, you know, 600, 800 lifetimes here on earth, right? We've got so many layers. So, you know, if you can afford to do the $97 and go through the almost, you know, what is it? I think it's almost 6 hours. Maybe it's more. Like four plus, I think that's 6 hours. Yeah. Like 6 hours of healing work that is really coming through the Akashic Masters. And just clear the, it's because it's layer after layer after layer after layer. 6 hours of friggin' layers, right? That we have so buried so deep because they're so old. So I would really highly recommend you give that a shot to clear the pain and trauma, to clear the fear, to clear all those lives where you were so oppressed and you had to either, you know, it's the masculine to survive, it's the you know, the battle between other women and ourselves or the battle between the men and ourselves because they're unsafe. You know, it goes on and on in so many different ways so that we can come to a place where we can settle into our heart and feel the love so that you can go, okay, I deserve to go and have fun. I deserve to take my son out and go play and do whatever it is we want to do, right?
Yes, so, I've been saying that. I deserve it and I'm ready. And I've seen, like you have, I just wanted to comment, I've seen so many past lives in Egypt. So many. Egypt, Ethiopia, they just flash in front of me sometimes. It's like, wow.
Yeah. And so sometimes, again, I find that, you know, if you do a private session with me, I can go back and clear a lot of lives in an hour. So, you know, again, kind of one of my gifts is I just go through, like, what are the important ones to know and to heal really specifically? And then let's go back to that core wound. Let's heal all of those similar ones in different facets. So it's possible. And the other great, you know, possibility for you would be to learn to do this work for yourself, especially since you're already a healer, right? To give yourself a gift of receiving that really expansive information and learning tools that you can use with it.
Yeah, it would be wonderful. I would love that. Yes. Thank you. No one's ever described it such to this depth where you're supported and you know that the layers will come off. So yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Maria.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's true.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Yeah. We are. Bye-bye.
And you've been asking for this type of thing about balancing the masculine and feminine for a while too, you know?
Yes. Yes, so. I have. Yeah.
Yeah. So this might
settle in.
Yeah.
I think this is it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So Linda had a question. Linda, go ahead and unmute yourself.
I did.
Awesome. Good.
Now it's not really a question anymore. It's kind of, I enjoyed the integration of masculine and feminine. Thought it was a really nice process. And I don't know, what I would want to ask would be about the Akashic Records. So that's okay.
Well, you can still ask your question because Lisa's also pretty intuitive as well, you know?
Okay.
But she might get something anyways. Without going into the records.
No,
I can't hear Linda.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Go ahead, Linda.
Oh, she can't hear me?
Just talk a little bit louder.
Okay. My question was about my lack of money right now. Where's the blockage? I mean, I seem to not be able to move forward. Even though I've done this before, Alara, it just seems like I'm kind of blocked in that area. Could Lisa hear that?
I think so. Lisa, did you hear her?
At all. No.
No?
No, it just totally went dead. I couldn't hear either of you, so I plugged in my headset, and I can hear you.
Should I ask you again?
Yes, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay, Lisa. That's fine. I mean, you've got a lot on your plate here, especially with all of us.
I think we blew out my speaker. It's in my computer.
No, I want to know why I seem to be blocked as far as moving forward with money issues.
Well, you know, I will tell you, interesting, and I'm always so funny. I'm like, oh, I don't even know if I want to say that. It just seems like such a come on. But, it, you know, there's many lifetimes where the goddess, the goddess work, the nuns, the monk, the ascetic, you know, the all the past life vows of poverty,
yeah,
are showing up. So that's what I'm picking up, is a lot of old vows of poverty, and we do a little bit of work around that. And again, to me, so balancing the divine feminine, where you don't feel like so many lives of being suppressed, so many lives of being the nun on your knees who was working yourself to the bone, mm-hmm, with nothing to show for it, because, you know, that's was what we came to do, right? So they create that old energy can create a tremendous block in our system. So that's a big one that I'm getting, and for you, Linda, and it also feels like there's some different childhood pieces, beliefs, and even ancestral lineage in there. So a little, you know, a little more complicated. And again, I find that with the record keepers, they usually say, you know, your ancient wise souls, there's not a simple answer. If there was, you would have found it. It's multifaceted levels and layers. And so we just go through and can work on clearing many of those different layers, but really clearing the lack of ability to really claim your power, step into your power, and feel good about, you know, being the beautiful woman that you are right now, and claim that and share that in all those ways so that you're opening your heart and your energy to receive. So yes, it is very much about that havingness and receiving too. And a lot of that gets blocked by our vows of poverty and such.
Mm-hmm. That okay, makes thank sense? You very much.
Yes. Of course.
Yeah, thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. And that is a question that a lot of people do have. And you do also have to take a look at your current situation too. You know, like, are you recognizing the abundance in your life? Are you recognizing the prosperity in your life? You know, if you're being supported by your husband or other family member, are you recognizing that that is also a support coming in from the universe? You know, it took me a while to wrap my head around that too, you know. But it's true. So support, abundance, prosperity comes in many ways. It's not just going to be through your work. It's also coming in through your husband or your family or, you know, whoever's supporting you too.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So there's nothing wrong with receiving from all, you know, all from the universe. And I'm going to tell a very fast, kind of silly story, mm-hmm. but it's about the abundance piece. And I've had a house that's been rented out for the last 13 years. It's in Sedona, Arizona, a beautiful place, right? And I have been wanting to take it back from being full-time rented so I could go stay there some, mm-hmm. right? I bought it to retire there, and I am not getting around to retiring anytime soon. So anyway, so, and my husband kept saying to me, oh, you're going to have to do that work. You're going to have to take care of it. You're going to have to whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'm not ready, right? The time is not right. Everything's not right. So about 2 months ago, our tenant, who had ripped out our rugs and put in hardwood floors for us, said, oh, I'm moving to Hawaii. So if you want to buy everything, my king size beds and my flat screen TVs and my couches and dishes, etc., I'll sell you everything, right? And the floors are done, and you know, you just had the house painted inside and out. And my husband's like, oh, you're gonna have to do all the work, blah, 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 right? And I said, honey, when the universe answers your prayers, you have to say yes.
Exactly, yeah.
And I said yes. At that point, I was like, this is such a big gift. I cannot say no because I don't want to piss the universe off, right? And stop the flow. Yeah. I am going to deal with it, however, and I drove to Sedona. I flew to Sedona. I cleaned, I scrubbed, I shopped, I did. And I got it up online, and within 2 days, it was rented out, you know, for a weekend, and then somebody rented it for a month, and I just said, thank you, Mother, Father, Goddess, God. Thank you, universe. But that was my nice little reminder. When the universe offers you what you've been asking for, say yes, even if it's challenging, even if you don't have time. I was literally like, I don't have time. Yeah. I was changing planes and flying to Arizona because... Yeah, because I said yes and I couldn't say no. You know?
Yeah, and it doesn't always look the way you want it to look.
Right. I didn't have plenty of time to go to Arizona. I packed up my computer. I had my clients all scheduled. I got on a plane at night so I could get there and drive in the morning so I could do readings when I got there. And as long as I had internet, I was all good. And I cleaned in between, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It wasn't easy, but it was what I asked for.
Yeah.
So
and you made it work.
Right. And there's always a way to make it work. Where there's a will, there's a way. I asked for the gift. There it was. I said yes. And I think as humans, we're often really challenged to do those kinds of things because it does stretch us. It's scary. I had to listen to my husband bitch about the money I was spending. Let me just say, I'm like, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. The universe has our back.
Yeah, so are you willing to say yes, or are you just saying no? No, because it has to look this way and that way, and I can't right now, so I'm going to say no. Are you willing to say yes?
Yeah.
All right, and then see what happens, okay?
Yeah.
Linda says, I will say yes. Awesome. So Angela was asking, why is it so hard to access our Akashic records? It's not. Lisa, it has a book.
I have home study classes. I have books. I have live classes. Well, I'll tell you, there actually is another answer to that. But thank you, Alara. That's the perfect answer. It's not. It really isn't anymore. The energy was pulled away from the planet for over 1,000 years. So the record keepers pulled the energy away in the Dark Ages. So around, 900, 1,000, people started to misuse and abuse that guidance to win wars, to take each other, to take people's money and gold and to all that,
Yeah.
For selfish outcomes, for selfish reasons. Yeah. And so the record keeper said, well, humanity is not in a space where they are really capable of managing this wisdom. So they, because they're vibrations, they could literally kind of raise that vibration, and the vibration of the planet had lowered. So now there's a bigger space again. So the only people who could access the records were really the mystics. So we almost forgot that they were even there because they've been gone from the earth for 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. So when I first started talking about this 20, 25 years ago, people would be like, what are you talking about? Akashic, what? I'm like, this is an ancient wisdom. It's a Sanskrit word. It's written about. It's really, talked about as the Book of Life in the Bible. It's written about in the Torah, and it's written about in many different mystical writings. It's called different things because often it is a little more Book of Life kind of energy. But so it was really hard. The energy of the planet was low and the records were far away, but it's the energy of the planets vibrating higher. We've brought the energy of the Akashic field closer to Earth, and so it is so much easier now to access them. And this is why I've written this. The record keepers gave me this simple, what I call a simple 5-step wisdom prayer system.
So there's 2 books that Lisa has, that you can check out. The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records and this one, From Questioning to Knowing, 73 Prayers to Transform Your Life. So yes, it is much easier now to access your records. I mean, I access my records, I can access my records 3 different ways. I've learned 3 different ways to access my records and be trained in 3 different modalities to access my records and access records for other people. So yes, it's possible. It's not hard, you can do it, and why not? Right?
Right. Well, I'm just writing. The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records is the how-to book.
Yeah. The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records is the how-to book. And you just go step by step. There's prayers and, so forth to connect and access. And then you start. And you start asking. Be present in there and start asking questions. I would not start with the big questions like, oh my God, what can I do to change my life? That might not be the first question you want to ask.
Right?
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. That is not the very first question for you to ask. I always say, start with baby steps, right? Start with baby steps.
And there are lots of questions in the book. Yeah. There are lots of questions in the book, like the ways to ask questions in the book. Right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Right, right. Absolutely. I totally teach. I totally teach 30 questions so that you really learn how, what good questions to ask and how to start to go deep and all of that, so that you really get to understand it in a really deep way. Here, let me just.
I'm just going to tell Renetta, you don't have a money issue. You might have a receiving issue or a creation issue, but you don't have a money issue.
Right. And I, that's right. Well, just let that all go. No one has a money issue anymore, right? We're just going to open and know that we are divine, infinite, wise souls, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I put the links to the books in the Q&A too. So they're just simple there. They're both on Amazon. So, and Amazon in different countries. I mean, you ordered that in Europe, right?
Yeah, I got mine from Amazon, I think one of them, and the other one I think I got from bookdepository.com because it was just, you know, I wasn't in a rush or whatever, so.
Right, yeah. So there are links to both of those books in the, if you are interested in
and in English, you know, I got mine in English.
Right.
They might be another language, I have no idea, but I got mine in English.
Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records is also in Spanish, and From Questioning to Knowing is also in Czech.
In Czech?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Cool.
It's just how it goes. It's an interesting thing. You know, publishers come and they go, I want to publish your book. And
you're like, okay.
Okay.
Well, see,
go ahead.
See, she said yes.
Yes.
So Renetta says, I'm guessing that you don't have to guess. You can tap into your knowing. She says, I'm guessing that I didn't appreciate to have it once, and I left it. Maybe.
Are we talking about money?
Yeah. I remember I did a past life journey one time where I saw the journey where I suffered greatly because due to lack of money, and I healed it. And it was like, wow, I was, you know, totally didn't expect. I vaguely remember what it is. But there are many lifetimes when we didn't have money, right? You know, when we were really poor or when we suffered because we didn't. And so that energy is in your cellular memory, right? Yeah. And so in the Akashic Records, through the Akashic Records and other ways, you can start to heal that and reclaim that energy or just reclaim that wisdom so that that energy doesn't affect you anymore. You know, that story doesn't continue on.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Right. And you know, I mean, we have, they're interesting because that's, you know, why I love working with past lives, because we have past life vows of poverty, which we talked about when we were nuns or monks or whatever.
Right.
We have vows where we got killed for being rich and we're like, I'm never going to be rich again because that was not safe.
Yeah.
Right. We have past life traumas in these sorts of ways too, whether we were starving to death or whether we were, you know, living on the street, whether we had to turn to prostitution for money, you know, all of these kinds of things. So, yes, I mean, and there's so much of that information in your Akashic Records, and it is healable. So, yes, it is a big deal thing to heal. It's a good thing to heal.
It is healable. It is changeable. And yeah, and, you know, and not just, you know, even like in my early childhood, we didn't have any money, or when we first came to Canada, we didn't have any money. So, all, you know, even those stories and those, that energy is, you know, was in my, you know, field, maybe not so much anymore, but, you know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. It is there. It is. It can be strong. It's pretty wild. You know,
exactly.
So good to know. Good to know that these things are, you know, written in these, your book of life and your Akashic Records in this library of you, and that you can look at and work with your own record keepers to change it, to clear it, to release it, to own the wisdom that you've, you know, come to learn, to clear and heal the karmic patterns, to upgrade or update your soul contracts with people that may be affecting you. So
exactly. All of that and more is available for you in the Akashic Records. All of that and more is also available in the Empower Your Inner Goddess program as well. So there's a lot of healing and empowering processes and energies in that program as well. So, and to balance the masculine and feminine, because a lot of times when that's out of balance, you're not receiving, you know, the flow, the money and so on. So much is possible. And no, it's not hard anymore. It's not difficult anymore. It's available for all of us. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Okay, so I'm just, I know Linda's typing something in. Linda, go ahead. Type it in. There it goes. Thank you. Yes, this has been fascinating.
Thank you.
Right? Thank you. Fascinating and powerful and, you know, empowering. And that's what I like the most. It's so empowering and so inspiring because what Lisa is sharing with all of us is that you know, you don't have to stay stuck in the past stories, in the past energy. All of that can be changed and healed and different ways. So The Empowering the Goddess, one of Lisa's books, or, you know, a session with Lisa, or, you know, any of that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And the time is now. Here we are in the Lion's Gate, connected to our galactic center. It's just a perfect time to say, yes, I am an empowered, divine, wise woman having a fabulous life right here and now in these feminine bodies that I think pretty much all of us are in right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, beautiful. Thank
that,
you.
And that is a great affirmation. And that's the type of affirmation we want to, you know, use and say and tell ourselves all the time, you know, instead of the old stories. So yes, you are an empowered goddess. You are an empowered woman. You are a creatrix, you know, and you are creating your life. And so you can also create something different now moving forward. And this is the time, you know, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for all of your questions. And thank you, Lisa. Always so much fun. You know, we have way too much fun together. I mean, like, when we get together, it's like we talk about everything under the sun. And it's so much fun. So thank you.
Oh, my. Thank you. Thank you. I'll have to come visit you in Europe. Seriously. Yes. I keep saying that, but I'm really serious. It's true. We do. You know, soul family, soul sisters, it's so lovely. You know, we just, you feel that, you know that, because you just have that beautiful resonance and ease and joy and fun and laughter, all of that. That's how we know when we find our soul family. People sometimes want to make it complicated again, but it's like, wow, those people, you just grok them, right? If you're exactly. old enough to, like,
you know. Who do you have fun with, right? Just, yeah, exactly. So thank you. And wow, this was lovely. I loved it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The program is beautiful and powerful. The two books, I'm so glad I finally got them. It's like, oh my goodness. I don't know what took so long, but I'm so glad I finally have them now. They're tools and resources for me too. When I go into my record or into the records of clients, you know, to ask their questions. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy this Lionsgate portal. Be gentle with yourself, but, you know, be gentle and start saying yes. Yes to you. Yes to creating your life. Yes to choosing more. Yes to receiving. Say yes, yes, yes. All right. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye for now.